We are learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting a brand new parak, the fourth parak in Masechet Sanhedrin. Zok the Mishnah. Echad dinei mamonos ve'echad dinei nefashos, v'drisha v'chakira. We learn out by dinei nefashos, that means by capital punishments. The pasuk says that you need v'derashta v'chakarta, you need drisha v'chakira, which means different questions, and if they don't answer those questions correctly, or if there's a stira between the two edim, it's no good. So we're saying that dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos both have the halachas of drisha v'chakira. How do we know? Shenema mishpat echad yilachem. There should be one judgment for both of them. Both dinei nefashos and dinei mamonos all have the same halachas. And even though we have this pasuk mishpat echad yilachem, there are ten differences between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. Ma ben dinei mamonos dinei nefashos. The Gemara will go through will go through 10 different differences between dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos. Number one, dinei mamonos b'shloisha, dinei nefashos b'esrim shloisha. Dinei mamonos is 3 dayanim, and dinei nefashos is 23 dayanim. Another nafkamina, dinei mamonos p'ischim bein l'schus bein l'chayva. When you start deliberating the judgment, you can start bein l'schus bein l'chayva. It makes a difference. But dinei nefashos p'ischim dafka l'schus. You have to start off with a schus, and because the Gemara learns from a psukim, you have to dafka start with schus. And you don't start with chayva. Any place on the chayva, dinim mamonos, the third nafkmina, dinim mamonos, matan api adechad. If there's a judgment and there's a majority by one, so then that's the halacha. Bein v'schus ben chayva. Say if it's making some chayva or potter, you go after the majority of one. Dinim nefashos depends. Matan api adechad. If the yonim it come to, they're pretty even. The 22 dayanim, it's 12 against 11. So if it's l'schus, then you go after the majority of 12. When it comes to chayva, to mechayvim, 12 against 11 will not be enough. You'll need 23. You need 13 against 10 to be chayv, because it has to be at least by two. Dinei mamonos machzirim and not nafkamina. Dinei mamonos machzirim bein l'schus bein l'chayva. That dinei mamonos, if after you make the judgment, the verdict, you'll come back and redo the din if you find out something, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. If something was missing and you found out a new yediyah you didn't know from before, so you'll be machzir adin, bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. Din nefashos, it's not like that. Machzir l'schus. If you find a way to exonerate him, then you go back and relitigate the din. Ve'im machzir l'chayva. But if it's l'chayva, once he went out l'schus, he goes l'schus, and you cannot relitigate it l'chayva. But it comes to din nefashos. Dinei mamonos, hakol melamdim schus. By dinei mamonos, anyone who's sitting, not only the dayanim, even the talmidim who are sitting in front of the dayanim, they were not appointed. If they could think of a schus, they could say melamed chayva. Same thing melamed chayva. Same way, both ways. But it comes to dinei mamonos. Dinei mamonos, it says by dinei mamonos that hakol melamdim schus v'chayva both. Dinei nefashos hakol melamdim schus v'hakol melamdim chayva. It comes to dinei nefashos. Only a schus, you'll listen to the Talmidim, but it comes to, if they think of something to make the guy chayiv, they're not going to listen to Talmidim, only to the Dayanim. They ain't not koyim alam b'chayiva. Dinei mamonos alamid chayiva melamid schus. Someone who said at the beginning of the liberation said chayiv, now he saw, no, the guy's potter, that's fine. But melamid schus, someone at the beginning thought you were pot, the guy was potter, melamid chayiva, he could change his mind and say chayiva. But dinei nefashos is not like that. But dinei nefashos, melamid chayiva, once he is on the path and he thinks the guy is chayiv, so then melamid schus. It could be melamid schus. Ava, melamid schus, once he thinks and he's of the opinion the guy is innocent, ain yachal lachs melamid chayiva. He can't afterwards change his mind and say, you know what, I'm changing my mind, I'm a chayiv. And it says in the Rashi, speaks out, that svarahi the bin of etzilu. And Rabbi Rashi brings down the Gemara Mukim law. That's not so posh. V'shas masa matan hud lo yachzer. Only v'shas masa matan, you shouldn't be chayzer. The metoyich shata oimer lo yishlo yachzer. He'll try to find, you know, a different way to have a schus. So you can't change a mechayva. But he said v'shvas gemara din that he already thought of everything. He didn't come up with anything there, and he sees he's wrong. He could be and vote l'chayva. That could be. It just means that when you are discussing it by nefashos, once you are on the path of innocence, that you think he's innocent, you should continue on that path and try to find that he's innocent. So that's what he's saying, that dinei nefashos and lamed chayva lamed schos, and lamed schos, ein yoch lach lamed chayva, means in the deliberations. Dinei mamonos, donim b'yoyim v'gerim v'layah. Dinei mamonos, the masa matan, liberation has by day, but you could write out the verdict at night. But din nefashos always has to be by day. Dana by yom, you deliberate by day, v'gomrim by yom, and you also have the verdict by day. Din mamlis gomrim by yom, you finish that day. The verdict is that day. You can have a verdict on that day. Be'lishchus me'lechayva. Sa'yishchus chayva. Din nefashos depends. Gomrim by yom lishchus. Uve yom sa'am chayva. Anytime you're going to make a person chayiv, that is guilty, you always, when it comes to nefashos, you always wait another day. Maybe you'll think of something overnight. And therefore, you never give the psak that day. Lefikach, therefore, zok the Mishnah, ain't done le barav Shabbos. You don't start a din nefashos erev Shabbos, le barav Yomtiv. You don't start erev Yomtiv. Why? The Rashi explains, she'ein yichayim legaymroi lemachar, you can't finish it tomorrow. Im yischayiv, she'ein mises bezen deicha Shabbos, v'la shahoyse yevsher, and you can't wait after the verdict, kuna inu adin, shenigma adin. So that's why I'm Rashi, it's not a problem to do the Gemara adin on Shabbos per se. The problem is, you're not going to be able to carry out the verdict because you're not going to give Misa on Shabbos. After the verdict on Shabbos, you give Misa on Sunday. He said, that's Kuinu Adin, you don't let the guy wait. So it's bothering me, L'chayram. What about the Isser to Dan on Shabbos? If Din Nefashos always has to, when you do L'chayram, you have to Paskin the next day. So anytime it's Erev Shabbos, the next day will be Shabbos, and you're not done on Shabbos. So Taisus asks the Kasha. I found Taisus Daf Lamed Hey, asks the Kasha. Taisus asks, on Daf Lamed Hey, the Ramaschal Ligmere, Taisus asks, even though in Perek Meshilim, it says it's an Isser Shavos to be done in on Shabbos or Yontif. He says that's Dafka Din in Mominus, because he might write it down. Din in Foshos, there's no Isser to be done. Din in Foshos, the only problem is he can't go through with the verdict. That's why we don't do the Arab Shabbos. Look to Mishnah Vaita. Din in Mominus, Hatmeis Vatahairos. When it comes to Din in Mominus, or to Shiloh Toma and Tyra, Meschilim and Agodol, you start with the biggest person, biggest die in the Bezdin, and that's fine. Order whatever you want. You start with the biggest. You give the guy the covered, the biggest one. You give him the covered. But by Dine Nefashos, you don't start with the biggest one, because once the biggest dying says it's Pesach, you can't argue with him. And if he says that the guy is Chayiv, you're not going to be able to argue with him. Therefore, Dine Nefashos is coming outside. You start from the lowest end of the Bezdin, the lowest level dying, and then you ask, do you go up and up? And the Mishnah ends off, HaKol K'sherim Lodin Dine Mamanis, all Jews are mutter to Paskin Dine Mamanis, even a Mamzer, Masha'ink, and it comes to Dine Nefashos. Not everyone's kosher to dan din nefashos. Ela kahanim, levim, israelim, amasin lekuna. Only kahanim, levim, israelim that are kosher, the miyuchis, that their daughters can marry into kahuna, marry kahanim, they are allowed to paskin dine nefashos. Masheke dine mamonis, any kosher yid, even a mamzer, could paskin. So these are the 10 afkaminois between dine mamonis and dine nefashos. Zog to Gemara. Says in the Mishnah, dine mamonis need drisha v'chakira, which means that you cross examine the Edom. Zok to Gemara, Dine Mamonis may be in Drisha v'chakira. Is that true? Dine Mamonis need Drisha v'chakira? Raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha on that. It says in a Braisa that Shtar Shizmanu Kosov Be'echad Benisa Meshmita. We'll see why it says Shmita soon. There was a Shtar that came out, said, this loan happened the first day of Nisan in the middle of Shmita year. And now, so Shailas, now you're going to collect with the star. I can ask me, we know that Shemitah is Meshamet. Shemitah knocks off the Chayiv. So it could be three different Shatim. Either you had a Prozbul, or you had a Mashkin. In these cases, there's no Shemitah Meshametas. Or Rashi says that, the third Pesach Rashi would say is that the Zman Ligvois, the Zman to pay, was before Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. And we know Shemitah is Meshamet Besaif. That's what it says in Rashi, which comes in early on, really. And therefore, that was the case why you're collecting the star. And as the star said, the loan happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What happened? The two Edom who are saying that they saw this loan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they were with us on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a different place. It says there, the loan happened in Muncie, and said they were with us at that day in Lakewood. But they didn't play any money, they didn't complain. The loch is, the star is kosher of Edom Aksherim. The star is kosher of Edom Aksherim, it's not Edom Zayimim. Why? We assume that the shtar was a shtar me'ocher. That means really the loan happened in Muncie a few days before Nisan. They wrote the shtar, they wrote the date of Echa ben Nisan, and they wrote that throughout the shtar, and they wrote Muncie even though it wasn't, the shtar was not, and the Edom signed on Echa ben Nisan even though it wasn't in Muncie because they were in Lakewood. It was signed in Lakewood. They wrote Muncie because the Ahavot Haka happened in Muncie. So it's signed that Echa ben Nisan, the Edom signed, the Edom Taka saw the loan in Muncie a few days before that. And just they wrote the date later on, because they wrote the star a little bit after the loan, which you're allowed to do. It's star Me'ocher, you're allowed to write the star after the loan. This way, Meshabadim, even the lien on the property even starts even later. It's even better. It's not a problem. There's no geneva involved. And I, it says, two Edom saying we're signing in Monsi because the Lahava happened in Monsi. But Echa Manisa, they're attacking Likud, and that's where they signed the star. So that means that even though you're not sure about this, but when you have Edom Zaymim, if you have a way to fataych it that they're kosher, the Loch is that kosher. That's what it says. That's what this Brisa says. So the moral's a problem with that. If you need Drisha V'chakira, which means that you don't assume when an aid says something he's a kosher aid, you attack and cross examine him. So heichi chashinon shema achru v'kasu. So madach over here, by the case of the star, where you actually have edim who are saying these edim are false. Imanu ha'isem. And we still try to work it out. The edim should be kosher. We say, no, the edim, we really read a star ma'ocher. That's what we did. So we try to work it out. So you think you need drisha v'chakira? I'm saying madach over here, when the guy is actually contradicted, you are trying to fix it up. So of course you don't need drisha v'chakira. So it's a pella. How can you say you need drisha v'chakira? Why in the world are you asking from a braisa? Ask from a mishta. Why would you go to a braisa to ask a kasha? Ask from a mishta. The mishta says, that a star choiv hamukdamim is possible. And v'amucharim is kasher. It says it's a mishnah, so you don't have to go to the brayse. The brayse is klar. Star chayv a mukdam is pasul, and mucharim is kasher. V'isak daitoch b'yedrish v'chakira mucharim my kasherim. Why is a mucharim kasher? What's the case? How do you know the star is mucharim? So Rashi explains that we have a star here that says a loan happened on a certain date, and these are the edim. And then other edim say that we know that this milva happened a different date. What it means like this: the star says that a loan happened on Shcheres Nisan. Other Edom say, no, the loan really happened earlier. So the halacha is, it's kosher, the star is kosher from the Ma'ukhar date. Now that's the halacha. And the problem is, Mara's question is, that if you need Rishav Chakira, so how do we allow these Edom to be true? Maybe their Edom is Yafa, maybe it's not true, these Edom, because we know the loan happened earlier. And the Gemara's Pekash basically is, the star shouldn't be a kosher star. We know it's a loan, because we have other Edom said the loan happened a few days before, but it should be like a milva apeh. It should not be a milva b'star, because the star maybe is false. Teretz is. We say no. With the star mo'ocher. Again, the same type of kasher you could have asked in the Mishnah. If a star mo'ocher is kasher, it means like what? The star says the loan happened on Shcheres Nisan. Other Edom say no, the loan happened earlier. So now what you should do... What you do really is disqualify the star. The Edom are lying. Territories say, no, the Edom are not lying. The Edom is writing the star mocher. So you see that you're not worried about Drishav Chakira. So the Gemara's question is, why do you have to ask from a Braisa? Ask from a Mishnah that says, Mucharim Ksherim. Gemara says, Holy Kasha. It's the Braisa is even a better Kasha. Because there's more of a red flag that there's a lie here. Why? Tafilu Echa Benisam Vishmita Dloshicha Inish the Musvi. Usually, a person does not take a loan on Shemitah year. And here, we are saying that this was written in Shemitah. So that's, and the Lekel Meimah Hashem Echru, the Kasfu, the Lemar Lashtari, there it's a big stretch to say that they wrote the star later and they wrote the date for Shemitah. So there you say, Taka must be a lie. Afilohachi, and still, Kivon, the Shvi'a Seif Meshemata, so it works. Machshvi, and they say it's kosher. So that's why we said the Braiso, because there's a big chiddush the deer, you'll fataych his word, say he's not lying, and it's just a star mocher. But either way, Makom Mokom Kasha. The Mara has a Kasha, so. The Kasha is that our Mishnah says you need Risha V'chakira of Adinim Amonis. You need Risha V'chakira. And over here it says that a star mocher is kosher, and the problem is that it makes no sense to say that. We're proving that the Edom couldn't see the Havah that day. So we have to say that really Havah happened earlier, and the Shtar is a Shtar Mocher. Now, why would you do that? If someone needs cross-examination, you're very makbid, the Edom should be accurate. Why would you then say that probably it's a Shtar Mocher? It's not the way to do it. If you need the Shakir, you have to be accurate. So it's Shver, there are Mishnahs you need the Shakir, and here we're saying the Shtar Mocher is kosher. So Gemara is going to have three terutzim in the Arayim. And the simon of the next four Arayim is Ches Reish Pei Shin Charpash. The first is Ches Rav Chanina. Amar Rav Chanina, you're right. Dvar Torah Echadina Mamonois, Vechadina Nefoshois, Bedrisha Vechakira. The Be'etzam Sai Dina Mamonois and Dina Nefoshois need Drisha Vechakira. They need to be accurate. They're of course examined. They need to be accurate. Shana Mishpah Echadilachem. And that's Pshat our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going with the Raisa. The bright says are going with the Rabbanan because Matam Omru Dina Mamos Loi Bini Drish Vachira. Lamaisa Chazal said Dina Mamos do not need Drish Vachira. Why not? Kadesh Loi Tino Delos Lufnei Lavan. Because we need Drish Vachira. So then a guy who lent money will never be able to prove that he lent money and he wants to collect his money because you're going to say the Edom not good, they're not perfect, and people won't want to give loans. And therefore, we made it easier for the Malvet to collect his money. Break the Gemara. If you want to make it so easy, so El Miata on top of my vase Tou. Now that you made it so easy for them to collect, it means the Edom are like, you know, you can't even cross-examine Edom. So now, if a Dayan makes a mistake, and he says that the Loiv is Chayiv, he shouldn't have to pay, because it's not his fault. We didn't give him a chance to cross-examine Edom, so you make a mistake. So maybe we should say that a Dayan should have paid. No, that would be even worse. Koshkin should have loved him. Because if you're not going to hold the Dayan to his din, so then, if for sure, in the cases where the Malv is mafsid and he's scared he's going to lose, so definitely Tino does very love him. So therefore, we make for the Malv the best of all worlds. First of all, you don't have to cross-examine the Edom. And second of all, if the Dayan makes a mistake, and even against the Malv, you have to pay. The Dayan will have to pay. So therefore, we'll have a lot of avos happening. So the first tirutz of the Gemara is, we had a steer that the Mishnah says he needs Rishon HaKira and said in the Braisa Mulcharam is good. Teretz is, one's Midaraisa, one's Midarabanon. Midaraisa, you need Rishon HaKira even by Monarchs. Midarabanon, you don't need it because Laitinon does very love it. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two is, Rav Amma, Mistisin the Hacha, Vedine Knossos, Vedich Vedais Vavais, which means like this, that even Midarabanon, there's a difference between Knossos and Vedais Vavais. The only time we say you don't need Rishon HaKira is only by the didn't Tyra on our Dais Vavais. There it's a Shiloh of Loitino Dels Vavilov. We want to have the people lending. Mashaykh on a Knast, that's not, if someone steals something, you don't pay Kefil. There, you, of course, you'll cross examine the Edom. There's no problem with Loitino Dels Vavilov over there. It doesn't apply. So our Mishnah says that Dina Mamas has cross examinations talking about Dina Knossos. Mashaykh in the Brysa and the Mishnah says Mocharim is Ksheira, the Ashtar Mochas Kasher is going by Hadais Vavais, and there, Tak is no Dush Vachakira. That's Teres number two. Teres number three is Rapapa. Rapapa, either be the Vahidah or the both are the Vahidah or the Vahidah, which Takaz Lotel does not love him. But there's certain times when even there you'll do Drusha Chagira. Kam Bedim Meruma, Kam Bedim Shem Meruma. Meruma means that Bezdin realizes something's not well over here. Someone's lying over here. And therefore they can do a cross examination. Tais speaks out, Loish Yoydim Bashu Meruma Vavada, you don't know for sure. It just means that something's fishy over here. Then we give him a right to do Drusha Chagira. So our mission says Drusha Chagira is talking about a case where Bezdin sees something fishy. So Kam Bedim Meruma, Kam Bedim Shem Meruma. The Kurashlakish, the Kurashlakish Rami, the Kurashlakish has a steer. Ksiv Vetzedek Tishvar Misecha, says the Pasuk Vetzedek Tishvar Misecha. That judge fairly. Ksiv Vetzedek Tzedek Tirdef, double Oshin. Hakeitzad. By a dimaruma, you have tzedek, which means you have to examine it, cross-examine and examine it very well. Mashenkin by any maruma, which someone is not fishy, there is enough tzedek tishvam esecha. These are three terutzim to answer the stira between our mishnah, which says you need drusha chagira, and the din of shtar ma'ucha, which is mashma. You don't need drusha chagira because there was mashma. I could even try to fix up the words of the edim. So the answer to the stira was three terutzim. Either one's the Rabbanon, one's the Raisa, and even the Rabbanon, the second teretz is, even the Rabbanon, there's a difference between Knossos and Adois Vavois. And the third teretz is, even in Adois Vavois, the chiluk between Meruma, not Meruma.